Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's been 234 years since this republic was established. The United States has had its birthday, and scores of mainstream newspapers are saying it could be our last. So the establishment is now basically trying to demoralize the United States. They have denied that they've been dismantling the country for decades, when every move they've made has been to do just that, and when all of their internal globalist publications admit that that is their goal. Why now are they all over the news saying the United States is in peril? U.S., British, Canadian newspapers all basically saying the same thing. Why has the green light been given to report on this? 11 years ago, we began to beat the drum about derivatives and how they were counterfeit fraud being sold to government and individuals, and how they were designed to implode the economy, to be under the loan-sharking control of the very so-called banks, or the criminal class of fraudsters is really the proper term for them. And then I saw in 2007 they started admitting it was deadly and going to implode, but not saying it was fraud, because they were getting ready for the solution to the problem they had created. They were getting ready to introduce the solution to the crisis they had engineered. Here is CNBC today. Dow Repeat's Great Depression Pattern Charts Show. That's CNBC. Dow Repeat's Depression Charts. Amazing. Here's another headline. With the U.S. trapped in depression, this really is starting to feel like 1932. That is the London Telegraph. And these type of headlines go on and on and on. We're going to read over these articles coming up in the next segment. But think about that headline from CNBC. Dow repeats Great Depression pattern, the charts show. Look at this headline out of the Globe and Mail, one of the big papers in Canada. Happy 4th of July. America needs it. The Great Republic is in a perilous state politically and economically. I've got article after article like that in front of me without even looking. Without even looking this morning, this information is all over the map. I will guarantee you that if I get my great crew in there to go search these type terms we're seeing, we will see a concerted pattern. In fact, I heard on the radio, I was listening to music on XM, driving with my wife, and so we were listening to some 80s music. And the fellow came on yesterday and said, Happy 4th of July, unless you don't want to celebrate it like some people don't want to because of what's going on and where our country's going. And I was like, excuse me? Now DJs on 80 stations are making bizarre, cryptic comments? Or perhaps the country is on the verge of total revolution against this offshore takeover, and people are just sick and tired of going along, and so they're just spontaneously speaking out. Could this be like Romania and what happened with Ceausescu? I don't know. We need to debate this today. We don't have any guests lined up because I wanted to be able to open the phones up throughout the broadcast. They're not open yet. I want to tell you some of the subjects I'd like to hear from you on and get into the economy, the oil spill, the Iran situation, an incredible stack of Big Brother news here in front of me, and CPS news. That's all coming out worldwide. They do have quotas to take your children.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every morning I get up, I can even get up at 5 a.m. and Paul Watson's already updated PrisonPlanet.com because he's updating from the UK where he lives. And I'm always amazed by the headlines. Even though I spend many hours every day reading newspapers, reading legislation, going over government and industry white papers to study what the globalists are saying, thinking, and doing. I am still amazed that this is really happening. It is July 5th, 2010, the day after our birthday here in the United States for our republic. The mainstream media all over the world is saying the United States is in peril of completely collapsing. We have to ask ourselves, why is the media starting to tell the truth? That's an important question, isn't it? And what are the ramifications of a collapse? What does a collapse mean? I'll go over that today, but just look at these headlines at PrisonPlanet.com. TSA to block websites with controversial opinions. And the article goes over how Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are already being censored by governments around the world. Here's another one. SpyTech that monitors conversations being launched in Europe report. And this is all over the European newspapers and Raw Stories reporting on it here. But if you go back to my film Police State 2000 that I released in 2000 but that we shot in 1999, I have the Austin American Statesman in there, and it says, oh, the Austin police are putting up anti-gunshot systems where they can pick up gunshots and then triangulate the location. And so I went to a search engine and researched it and found out that it was a federal grant, that Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator, had bragged about getting us the money for it, and that it had been put in every major city in the country, and that it was not an anti-crime device. It was not a gunshot detector, but that it indeed was a system with shotgun microphones to listen to people at up to 200 yards away, and that they were using computer software, keyword software, the same stuff the NSA has used for 30 years with keyword echelon systems, to record basically everything and then have computers analyze it and flag it. And I'm going to cover this more today, but the big issue is that's how illegitimate and how creeping and how criminal this government is. All these governments, the same system worldwide. It's a global corporate government. They've taken over almost every nation in the world. They've jacked up our taxes, paid themselves our tax money, used our militaries to back up their takeover of third world nations. Then the United States, England, and Europe get our name demonized. We then get the blame. We collapse. A open world government is founded, basically run by the third world countries. And by run, that's in quotes, the globalists will just have them vote in a puppet Security Council system and call for sanctions on the West and the rest of it. But the third world armies in the next phase will be used as the muscle to come in here and police the West. It's all been figured out. They play every different side against each other, and the globalists sit offshore basically in this symphony of destruction and manipulation. But it was so frustrating to go do the research and read about the company that had gotten the contracts all over the United States and how they bragged that, oh, not only is it a gunshot triangulator, but yes, this can be routed into software to pick up violent sounding words, agitated tone. And then it's a form of pre-crime, and the police are dispatched. But that itself is a cover. They're not concerned about crime. In fact, they love it, because then you beg for more police and more control. It's about the NSA listening to you even when you're on the street. Have you ever read 1984 by Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell? He runs off to meet with this woman, because it's illegal to have a girlfriend outside of government authorization. And they meet in a park. And the fact that he is not trying to overthrow the state, that's an even bigger crime. It's just the fact that he wants to be an individual and maybe have a little privacy. There's a camera in the bathroom, a camera in the bedroom, microphones everywhere. And so they go to this park, and then they notice that there's some woods a few hundred yards away, so they go off and they hide in the woods and they make love under some trees. And, of course, it's all videotaped. It's all recorded because Big Brother puts the cameras and microphones by design in the most remote areas. And I remember a decade ago as well, not just reading about the microphones being put up all over the United States by the Pentagon, but that we paid for, and then lying to the public whenever they would ask about them and saying, oh, those are gunshot detectors. Yes, yes, yes. But I remember reading about billions of dollars, $2 billion Homeland Security funding 8 years ago for New York for cameras and microphones, and $3 billion for Boston. But even before that, billions of dollars for the most remote areas of Iowa and Colorado and Texas and Utah, where they put up cameras and microphones, but also little wire rails that may go, you know, dozens of miles, one report said. And they have these in some of the parkland around San Francisco, some of the state and federal parks, and these little robots buzz back and forth on the wires, and then periodically stop and recharge at solar charging systems and then continue on listening to what you're doing in the woods. And the spin was, we want to catch people dumping things in the national parks and state parks and city parks. And, of course, I went and researched the program more using search engine terms. That's all Google is an NSA search, but it allows you to use it at a limited level. Using their own technology, I went and looked it up. And, of course, it is to see what you're saying when you're in the woods. I was Saturday, I watched Firefox, the old Clint Eastwood movie from the late 70s, where he's a U.S. spy sent to Russia to steal the high-tech stealth aircraft. Of course, that was all science fiction in that movie. Of course, it turns out the Russians and the U.S. had already developed stealth, had it for a decade before that movie was even made. See, it's all conditioning. Kind of like they have the new hit movie this weekend, Salt, with CFR member Angelina Jolie, to come out 6 days at the peak cycle, right on the 4th of July, 2 days before the 4th of July, right when there was a national news story about sexy Russian spies. See how everything's conditioned and pre-programmed? And they admit now the movies. They call it behavior placement. For a decade, I've called it propaganda placement. They now have called it behavior placement. And they admit that everything is basically government programming. Almost every show. Every national radio program that's put out by the big syndicators. Everything is engineered. Talking points are handed out. And now because the alternative media has grown so fast and is rivaling this, and because so many people who are on the radio nationally are rebelling, and I've got that from the highest levels, and if they all just start telling the truth, there's no way they can all be fired or censured. And the word is that's already starting. That's why you're hearing more and more national hosts admit the government stages terror. You're hearing top Republicans come out and say the majority of Republicans are against war. It's a fraud. I even heard Beyond the Beltway last night admitting maybe we should decriminalize drugs because, it's corrupting police and corrupting the population. More and more people are figuring out that they'd better tell the truth. They'd better speak out or it's over. You can't just take the middle road here. You can't just sit on the sidelines and think that you're going to be unscathed. That is the worst position to be in right now. But going back to Firefox, this is how I can't watch movies. I can't read the newspaper. I can't see somebody playing a video game. Or I'll be at a coffee shop and I hear people regurgitating the propaganda. So everywhere, when you're aware of this information, you see it. So I'm watching Firefox, and there's that stealth propaganda conditioning many years before, in fact, almost 9 years before they announced stealth technology. There they are describing the stealth technology in great detail. And now it's declassified. Again, they had it a decade before they made the movie in the United States and to some extent in Russia. And he's going through Russian customs as an American businessman. That's his cover, Clint Eastwood infiltrating. And the movie even admits the cover he's using is a opium trafficker and that the Russians are involved in that with him, so they basically let him slip in. So there you have the movie admitting that the government ships in the narcotics. So it's all about throwing it in your face. Because they know the subconscious mind is much more powerful than the conscious mind, so they're preconditioning you. And he goes through a checkpoint, and they search his bags, and then they ask him questions, and he gets mad and says, how dare you? This has never been done to me before. And it's shocking in the movie that he's showing his papers, and it's shocking that he's having his bags searched. And what was that, 30 years ago? 30 years ago that movie came out? And now you look at what a Hollywood rendition of what a total police state looks like, and it's America. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get into some devastating information. And then I've got an important question to ask all of you out there. Stay with us. We're live, July 5th, 2010.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer but the fool on the hill.
All right, we're getting close to 80 days into the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Clearly, it is a false flag operation any way you look at it. I'm going to recap that coming up at about 40 after. We do have a member of the Council on Foreign Relations in the Washington Post talking about 20 million people being forcibly evacuated. The official number is over 150 million gallons of oil in the Gulf, but in the past they've continued to give us lower estimates than and then revise them later, so it could be much, much higher. That's a conservative estimate. And the hurricane season, as you know, is here. And Hurricane Alex, though it just grazed the Gulf and went into Mexico, still is sending now more of the oil towards Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida. And the currents are now beginning to bring the largest areas of the slick, tens of thousands of square miles of it, directly at the Florida Keys. And still, Obama, 70-plus days into this, is blocking ships. Last week they said, well, we'll start looking at a procedure to down the road allow ships. Yes, we're going to allow it after we bureaucratically sit on it. That's a policy the Japanese have. They'll accept your goods, your produce, or your seafood, but then the inspectors don't show up and it rots or basically becomes putrid on the dock. It's kind of the big mafia union mode of a sabotaging industry and society. The United States has been sucked dry. The goal is to run up our debts and then bankrupt us, and then we will implode into the loan shark's grasp at an even deeper level. And so we're getting all these reports of soldiers starting to move families away from the Gulf Coast. I want to open the phones up specifically for soldiers or police or people that are involved in the bureaucratic planning, civilian sectors of this specifically. Then we'll have open phones after that for everybody. Specifically for people who are working in the relief effort or who are working in the government, for your specific intel on plans for forced evacuations of the Gulf area. Now, we saw reports a month and a half ago that 40 million were going to be evacuated and that they were being evacuated. That, I guess, came from rumors that there was talk of evacuation. Now, the fact that they are discussing forced evacuations, that's now confirmed. But you notice that it kind of discredited the original reports because people were saying that the evacuations had begun. And that is not the case. But clearly a atmosphere of martial law exists in the areas of the Gulf affected where private BP contractors or anyone with a BP lanyard, for that matter, can order the police around. PBS is reporting on this today. It's happened to their reporters, Frontline specifically. ABC News has reported it, CBS, that they just come up and say, you're not going to film that oil rig from a mile offshore. You're not going to film us cleaning up oil. And people have even been arrested several miles inland because BP will put out a APB. This is the corporate governance. They're just training us and drilling us to have foreign troops, to have mercenaries, to have private contractors, to have the clergy quietly on FEMA payroll, teaching their flock to submit to tyranny. This has all been pre-planned, you notice. Katrina was a drill, a test. They used that to see if the troops would confiscate guns as they were ordered to. And they did pass the test. They did it. And so you can see the SPP, North American Union, where the corporate chiefs are giving the government officials orders in the meetings. You see this in every case. And so it is confirmed. Breaking news, military men moving their families. Snowplows ready to remove abandoned vehicles from highways when evacuation occurs. This is from Before It's News. Snowplows ready to remove abandoned vehicles from highways when evacuations occur. It's been approximately 3 weeks since the State Trooper Secret Service appointee Greg Evertson appeared. And it just goes on from there. Now, they do have regular evacuation plans for hurricanes. They do have evacuation routes, and they do have these emergency plans already in place. So we have to look at this and study it, but also not get overly panicked by it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
There is no doubt that the media and the government is trying to hype this oil spill to be a lot worse than it is. There have been other oil spills that have been larger, though if it continues to leak, it will surpass those in the next few weeks, it is estimated. The fact that Barack Obama, for 70-plus days, has blocked foreign governments from coming in with giant oil skimmers like the one we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, the Taiwanese trawler, the mega ship that can scoop 500,000 barrels a day. 500,000 barrels a day out of the Gulf. That is more than all of the relief ships in the U.S. fleet combined. One ship. And there are more than 30 of them that have been standing by. So I have to deal with what I can prove. The government is blocking criminally relief efforts that would have mitigated this to a great extent. And we know they're trying to pass a carbon tax in its stead, but I'm going to cover that more later. I'm going to give you the toll-free number to join us if you are police, military, corporate, government individuals with specific first-hand knowledge. I don't want to play the telephone game, you know, where you go around the table whispering in somebody's ear. By the time it makes it around the table, the story's completely changed. I would like to specifically hear from you dealing with evacuations. Now, I have the AP. I have the Washington Post. I have other publications where high-powered globalists are on record saying that they believe there's going to be 20 million people evacuated. Remember the headline week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Oil Industry Insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation. Buried in an article on the Gulf of Mexico scenarios and predictions on the Washington Post news site, founder and chairman emeritus of Simons & Company International said in response to the tropical storm brewing in the Caribbean that's now come and gone, Alex, Simmons says, we're going to have to evacuate the Gulf states. Can you imagine evacuating 20 million people? This story is 80 times worse than I thought. Now, is he picking up the feedback loop of the incredible fear-mongering going on out there by a lot of sites and organizations? And then is this a feedback loop? Is he regurgitating? Or is this Council on Foreign Relations member out there pushing and promoting this to create fear? And the fact that it's in the Washington Post, it's... that's pretty much, you can't get more establishment than that publication. But I don't know. I mean, we know this crude oil's toxic. All crude oil has some toxins in it, but this is particularly nasty, filled with all these different chemicals, benzene, the list goes on and on. We know that over 150 million gallons, conservatively, is poured into the Gulf. We know it's just out there floating around between 50 and 300 miles offshore. It's spread all over the Gulf. The currents are starting to carry it out into the Atlantic, past the Florida Keys. And the hurricane season is starting and set to drive that oil directly into shore. And I know everybody's talked about this, and we've discussed it ad nauseum. It's just we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper into this. And if you add the way the media is hyping it, I mean, I've been spot checking CNN, MSNBC, and others, and they are behaving as if it is the end of the world. Last Friday, I was watching MSNBC again, and it was the same thing I saw the night before. They cut to reporters on the beach, and there was just a tiny patina. Kind of like scum you'll get in your bathtub if you don't clean it for a couple weeks. There was just a little line, maybe a foot wide, up on the high water mark of the tide mark where oil had been brought into the Florida panhandle, and they were acting like it was the end of the world, actually hyperventilating. And last week I had one of my mistakes on air. I always get names flipped around. It wasn't Corbin. That guy died from a stingray or whatever his name was. I don't remember. It's the other one that's still alive who's an American. He's got dark hair. What's that guy's name who runs around in the bush? And he's a big environmentalist, always demonizing humans at the end of the show. It doesn't matter. They have one of those nature guys on. I don't watch a lot of television. And he was literally went for 10 minutes without taking a breath, just saying that these beaches are never coming back. These estuaries are never coming back. These fisheries and marshes are never coming back, ever. I mean, I thought it was the end of the world if I didn't know better. The truth is, oil is toxic, but it's very biodegradable, and there are a lot of different species of bacteria that are naturally occurring. In fact, that was the Obama administration's excuse for not spraying oil-eating microbes on it. As they pointed out, well, there are hundreds and hundreds in the Gulf, different varieties of bacteria and other microbes that eat oil, so most of this oil will be eaten up in a few years, and that's true. But not before it comes in and really hurts the fishing. Not before it comes in and really causes a problem. And if you don't clean up most of it when it's out to sea, when it all stacks up and gets blown into shore by hurricanes, if you get any fraction, 10, 20, 30%, and they're reporting that conservatively that's probably what's going to come in when some big hurricanes hit. You take 20, 30, 40 million gallons of oil and you dump that on the Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida coast, and then it goes around through the Keys and up the East Coast. It is going to be hellish. And some of that oil is going to go around the world. I'll guarantee you in 10 years, some of that stuff's going to be washing up on the Pacific side of South America and the United States. In fact, I've seen giant tarballs. A few months ago, I was down at the Texas beach, and there was a tarball probably the size. My dad took a picture of it. He went down there with his fishing with the kids. It was probably the size of a football. And it was this big blob, but it was hard. Of tar, of old oil. And it had mollusks growing on it. It had barnacles. It had little worms. It had, I mean, that thing was a floating island of life. And who knows where it came from. But it was as hard as a rock. And there were all these creatures living on it. So I would imagine a decade from now, there'll be big tar balls floating up. But most of it is going to be eaten. But if it blows into shore while it's still off-gassing, it's going to be a crisis. And there probably will be some towns that people got to move back, you know, 10, 15 miles. But you know the government. They love a good crisis. They love an excuse to come in with troops, boss people around, go into houses, rob people's homes. Remember what police all over Louisiana, Mississippi got caught doing on video? Going in, ripping the front doors off pawn shops and jewelry stores and stealing the safes. Going into Walmart, running everybody else out who was stealing so they could steal. Filling their carts with television sets. I mean, let's face it, America on average is very decadent and very immoral. And police are made up of decadent, immoral people. Not all of them, but they're made up of a sampling of what the United States has turned into. And you've got great officers out there, but more and more they protect the goons. They promote the thugs, the lowest common denominator that'll follow orders and then enjoy meting out oppression because that's what the system wants. And so when that oil, I mean, if they're acting like it's the end of the world on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox to some extent, and CNBC, if they're breathless, talking about the tiny fraction of oil that's already hit, and it is a problem. If they've already 10 miles inland in Louisiana, Mississippi, and other areas declared it a federal disaster area and are telling people they can't fish. I mean, I see it in the news every day where families 10 miles in are bass fishing on vacation in completely beautiful blue lakes. That are connected to the ocean waterways, and the BP people, the local police, the game wardens, the Coast Guard comes up and says, you can't fish here, get off this lake. Any excuse to boss people around. But then 10 miles away, where the oil's coming in, we're now almost 80 days. What is it? Day 76, 77? They are not letting people clean up the oil. The religion of government is setting up a precedent to expand their jurisdiction criminally, illegally, illegitimately. And so they expanded their jurisdiction in New Orleans. They went in, didn't bring in food and water, blocked people from getting it, wouldn't let people exit the city, wouldn't let them walk out over the highways, ordered police to shoot and kill families trying to come out. We told you at the time, Charles in Louisiana, he's been calling in for 13 years, a good source of info, sent us a lot of good info over the years. He called in and said, well, today, Mr. Jones, they shot some people, peaceful families, trying to get out, trying to walk over the highway system, which is high and dry, and they shot them. And a year later, it came out there had been a cover-up, and then it had happened. And 3 years after that, some of the police officers that followed the orders, and they're still guilty, but not as guilty as those that gave the orders to them, to shoot those people and drive back a crowd of men, women, and children trying to get out. You're not going to get out. They've set the precedent that they can either tell you to get out when you don't need to leave, or they can lock you down in a city and make you stay there. 76 days in. 76 days in. And where are the Norwegian and the Dutch and the Taiwanese and the Japanese and the German and the Brazilian mega ships that can come in and suck up tens of thousands of barrels a day individually, some of the ships, 250,000 barrels, 300,000, 400,000 barrels, and one ship, 500,000 barrels a day. And I just keep beating that drum. Because this is a crisis they're not going to let go to waste. They need this ecological disaster to hammer through their takeover of all Western industry. When you hear green industry, that means the government says what type of industry you can have. That means they say you've got to buy this type of generator or this type of electrical transmission system, or you can't have that type of factory, or you can't have this type of house, or you can't have that type of business, or you can't have a pond on your property. This is total feudalism and serfdom. And they're announcing it in Europe. Can't have a space heater outside. Can't have a fireplace. You've got to have a zero carbon footprint home. Families aren't allowed to live in a home by themselves. That's too wasteful. You must all live in dormitories. I've got stacks of mainstream news here today in front of me where they now admit in England, London Telegraph, they're all reporting on it, that the government does indeed have quotas of absolutely innocent families and their newborn babies before the babies are born. They're even looking for hair color, eye color, you name it, for rich families that are going to adopt them. Of course, we are harvested by government. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I know you know this. In fact, I said I was going to get to this, and I am now, and we're going to come back and take phone calls from people that have specific intel on preparations for evacuation in the Gulf states. Specific information. It doesn't be specific information that it's going to happen or that you've told it's going to be something that's taking place in the near future. It just needs to be whether you've been told that it's a possibility. Or if you have been told they're preparing for it, what those preparations are. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Again, 800-259-9231. Well, I tell you, 2 days being off and coming back in here and looking at all this news this morning and reading over this, my head is spinning. What about yours? My head is spinning right now. And I understand why people are living in denial out there. I know why people don't want to believe this is really happening. Tyranny comes in incrementally. It's happened slowly. It's creeping death. Creeping death of our society. But the prognosis, any way you slice it, runs from bad to worse. And I don't know if they're going to cap the oil well anytime soon. I don't know how devastating it's going to be when the majority of that oil gets blown in by those hurricanes. I don't know if they're going to launch an attack on Iran, even though the mainstream media says they're gearing up to do it, and it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know that we're all becoming acclimated, even if you're against all this evil. At some level, we're all becoming comfortable with it. We're becoming accustomed to it. We're becoming accepting of it. And that's why we really can't approach this emotionally. It's good to get emotional and angry to get moving, but you have to follow up with focused, cold determination. You have to make it a goal to wake up as many people as you can and to defend this republic and to restore this republic, whatever it takes. Because I realize reading this news this morning that I don't even want to cover it. Believe me, I want to just walk away and go hide out in a farmhouse somewhere and just make the commitment that anybody comes here and tries to violate my rights, they're going to have a problem. But you know what? That is a loser mentality. You cannot run and hide from this. You've got to meet it head on. It's the only way. Because I know the government shipping in the narcotics. I know the government is totally criminal. I know they've engineered a depression and that we're in a depression, and now the mainstream media is admitting we're in a depression. I know that the establishment is adding sterilants and toxins and carcinogens by design to our water and food. And I know that my children deserve to not drink that, and I'm going to stop these people.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take some of your phone calls, specifically for people that have any intel on evacuations. Have you been told they're preparing for forced evacuations in areas of the Gulf? Or have you been told when you're working in and around this that that's not being planned? Do you know what the mitigation program is when this 100-plus million barrels of oil gets blown in by the hurricanes that are now forming? We're going into the tropical storm slash hurricane season. 1-800-259-9231. And I realize what it is. I started the show and I read these headlines. Dow repeats Great Depression pattern, CNBC. Here's a London Telegraph article. With the U.S. trapped in depression, this really is starting to feel like 1932. Then I look at these headlines. This is out of the Globe and Mail, out of Canada. Happy 4th of July. America needs it. The Great Republic is in a perilous state, politically and economically. And there's all these articles about how the United States is tottering towards collapse, complete collapse. Now, we've known this was happening for a very long time. And we knew what the causes of it would be. Mainly false debt, derivatives. And we knew it was by design. The very same central banks have done this in smaller third world nations. By smaller GDP. And so we know they've done it over and over and over again. They're just going after the biggest target they've ever hit. And if they're able to complete this conversion from liberty to total tyranny, it's going to be hell. I mean, do you have any idea? And I'm asking myself that right now. I'm not just asking you. Do we have any idea what it's going to be like to be in a third world police state in a nation of spoiled brats, many of which don't want to work, that have been living off people who do want to work? And with all of the gangster mentality and all of the glorification of crime and just the immorality, can you imagine in the Great Depression, right at 90% of people lived in rural areas, and most of them were self-sufficient. Their own chickens, their own cows, their own orchards. They knew how to put canned food up. They knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line. A country boy can survive. Well, today, right at 90%, the roles are reversed, of the population lives in urban areas, and only half of the 10% that is truly rural is self-sufficient. 5% of America knows how to feed themselves. What do you think is going to happen to those 5%? You're going to be overrun. Crime exploded during the Great Depression. Can you imagine what is going to happen here? And we know what the government's going to do. They're all living in offshore armored compounds in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean and the South Pacific on record. They were all evacuating 4 years ago because they designed what we're about to go through. Comprende? That's why when I get up here and I talk about this not being a joke, folks, it's not. I get white-knuckled, okay? I have nightmares over this. I look at my children, and they're so innocent and so beautiful and so good, I start crying now. And not sobbing, just tears involuntarily start coming out the edges of my eyes. And it makes me so mad at the New World Order. And on the 4th of July, I cried because they've destroyed this country. They've destroyed everything we ever are and ever were.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.